Focused!
Goodness, that was louder than usual.
Was it?
I think it was. What up?
All right.
I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T. And this is
Unfocused Podcast.
Episode 279.
Yes.
And this one is Pelipper's episode.
Who?
And, come on, man. Pelipper.
My bad.
Classic, you know?
Is he?
Not classic, but you know. A little on the nose. He's the water bird Pokemon, which is, on the nose because he's the first water flying type.
Well, so was Weangle, but they called him the freaking...
What was he?
The bagel Pokemon?
Oh, the seagull Pokemon.
The seagull Pokemon?
I was like,
that's
what
right.
The fuck?
That's where we had a whole discussion about him being a seagull and what is a seagull
and
in the Pokemon.
That doesn't add up. Yeah. We got to send them a letter about that, actually.
Dear Nintendo, y'all fucked up.
This is Unfocused, the podcast where we talk about anime, video games, comics, movies, all that stuff.
And we're live on twitch.tv/closing28, yeah. Right? Yes. Or you're watching us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcasts.
Yes. And what's up with your Unfocused week, man? What you been up to?
My Unfocused week has been pretty normal.
Normal? That doesn't sound very unfocused.
So it's been full of, Soul Calibur and then Splatoon. Because we had a Splatfest.
Yeah, we kicked some ass in Splatfest this time.
Yeah, so I actually streamed Splatfest here on Twitch on Saturday. I saw
you chilling. Won a 10 times battle.
I think I did. I played at least three of them.
Oh, yeah?
And I know I lost one. I can't remember the other two. I definitely won one. Yeah. I can't remember if I won the second one or not.
And I played and won my first 100 times battle.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And because of that, treat won.
I'm going to say because of that.
Yeah, I'm going to say
that's what
I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to say, too. Because it was a close call as far as the...
It was actually close.
Yeah, but all those battles. I think Trick won the popular vote, but Treat won all the battles. Therefore, Treat won. And I haven't picked up my snails yet, but I got to do that.
I just picked mine up yesterday.
Nice.
It was nice. Cold, hard cash.
How much did you get?
16?
16?
20? Something like that.
How far did you rank up then?
I was one rank away from the top rank. So you're probably going to get like 20 or 25.
Okay, that's cool. Nice.
Yeah, something like that.
Because I maxed out to King. Treat King?
I was so close. It was so late at night, and I was like, I had lost the previous two, and I'm like, man, I could be doing this shit all night for all I know. I'm like, I'm just fucking done. Like,
yeah, it sucks how slow it ranks up when you're like... losing.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Just
barely. It's very discouraging. It makes you like not want to play as much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to treat champion. Yeah.
Ooh, nice. So. Yeah. Yeah. So did that. Nothing crazy going on in Splatoon. Just doing my usual thing. I have shoes that make me jump faster. So as soon as I get my special up, I just jump back to base and I have the rocket launcher shit.
Oh shit.
So I can get far back and I just see everything, and then shoot them off and I just quick jump to, whoever is furthest in the map. I was doing a lot of that for a while. And then I switched it up. What was I doing afterwards? I switched it up to a different weapon because I was like, I got tired of that weapon because I hate being at like a long range and not being able to kill the motherfucker right in front of me. And then it's a freaking like dynamo roller and it's fucking, they're running away from me and I'm trying to shoot them. I have a short range and they turn around and just sling like at me and I'm just dead.
You just described my life right there as a blaster, bro. Sometimes if you can't catch up to the roller or the brush, they just fucking turn around and splat the fuck out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's annoying. So I was dealing with that. I know I went to like a longer range. Oh no, I found a different NZAP that had a different special. I forgot what it was though. Anyways, I did a lot of that, and then also played. We played some Smash Brothers, right?
We did. Play some Smash.
That's about it, honestly. Other than that, I've been fucking around with my Plex server, just trying to put more media onto my server, and just converting shit and dealing with stuff that it's throwing at me. That's like, what the hell are you doing? So normal stuff.
Right. As far as my Unfocused week goes, I started watching Blood of Zeus. I saw 3 episodes of it. That shit was fucking sick. I didn't want to stop watching it, but I have shit to do, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, that show's dope. Have you watched any of it yet?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I haven't started it yet.
So good.
I watched Ghostbusters for Halloween.
Which one? Like the older
first one, yeah.
Oh yeah, good. They're all kind of trash after the first one. The second one's okay.
I remember it being okay.
Yeah, it's not great. But, I can't beat the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, bro.
No.
Can't beat that. Speaking of which, I fucked up getting my Ghostbusters shoes.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, that's right.
Man, I was so mad. I realized it on November 1st, which is like a day after it came out. I was like, fuck, it was at midnight.
Did you try looking it up afterwards?
Yeah, I looked it up. They're already like $250 now. Like,
was it sold out?
I mean, no, I could get it, but it's just more expensive than it's supposed to be, which I'll probably fucking sucker out and buy it at some point, but we'll see. So I missed that. What did I do? I read some Junji Ito, that horror anime manga, by that writer. It's called Uzumaki. It's about a world.
About Naruto.
No, it's way grosser. It's like these spirals keep taking over the city. It's pretty gross. It's pretty fucked up. But yeah, it was a good one. And then I saw this vampire movie called Let the Right One In. You ever heard of that movie? Let the Right
No,
One
but I think
In?
you talked about it last time.
Okay. Yeah, that shit was fucking great. All right, so I'll move on. Other than that, I'm about to. I think I'm gonna watch that movie, Vampires versus the Bronx, on
What
Netflix. It's on Netflix, yeah.
the
It's a bunch of street kids, and then like fucking vampires start taking over, and they're like, "Fuck that," you know?
That's
It's
funny.
on Netflix. I haven't watched any of it. I saw the trailer, and it looked good, so I'll probably watch that, but I haven't done it yet. I think yeah, that's the main stuff I've been doing. Soul Calibur for sure. Like I just said, we played a little bit of Smash Bros. Yeah, unfocused.
Yeah.
That being said, don't forget you can email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. Leave us some questions or things you want us to talk about or corrections on things that we talked about in previous episodes.
Anything, or you can do the same shit on Twitter at unfocus28, or even Instagram unfocus podcast there.
Yeah, we're also available on all the other medias like Stitcher and so on and so forth,
Yeah, we're
right?
a podcast, so if you want to get the audio version, Stitcher and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
And for everything, like, comment, and subscribe. Why not?
Yeah, or on collision28.com to find out other ways to connect. We ready?
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
News.
What?
You have your own control right there, you know.
Shit. Feel special.
All right.
Why don't you kick us off, AJ?
Sure. Okay. So I don't got a lot of weird or interesting news this week, but I found this one. This is kind of like some old shit that someone like kind of just recently discovered. But the PlayStation, the original PlayStation, right? You remember that? You ever had any like memory card problems with it?
Only with unofficial shit, yeah.
Okay, well, aside from that, but you know how you can like go into your own like menu to see your memory card, and you can delete files and all that to clear up room on that memory card and all that, right? Have you ever deleted something on accident and you're like, fuck, and then it's just
Oh, that.
gone?
Yeah, I've done that before, yeah.
There's a way to undo it.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and I guess no one's ever talked about it, but I guess someone kind of just came across it one day and he's like, why did I never know about
Why
this?
didn't Sony want us to know?
So the way you do it is you hold down all the shoulder buttons and then I think you click something else. I don't know, but if you hold down all the shoulder buttons while you're in that menu, then it'll like undo everything and you'll get whatever you just previously deleted. Yeah,
Wow.
right. I saw that today, like some video, like, did you guys know this? And he left the lid open and then turned on the PlayStation and it went to the menu. Tai Chi's gonna test that.
He doesn't believe it.
Yeah. I can't remember if there's like another step after you hold the shoulder buttons down or not, but I know you hold on all the shoulder buttons and then it's supposed to like undo it, or I think a new menu pops. I forget exactly what it was, but I know you gotta hold on all the shoulder buttons. So I thought that was kind of crazy. And this is on the PlayStation 1. It's the original PlayStation that you can do that on. So something that you guys can check out. I don't know if anyone has any old memory cards. Maybe try to undo it. See if there's anything that was on there. I'm not sure if it works like that or not. But yeah, that's a thing.
All right. Other news. Supposedly, Sony
It's like Jason. He's gonna have an important save that he's gonna blame me for if it doesn't get it
Wow, this is gonna be your fault, AJ.
back. Damn.
So Sony Corp is reportedly in talks to buy Crunchyroll.
Oh yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah, we heard some rumors about who was it last year? Someone else. I think it's Amazon was gonna try to buy Crunchyroll last
Maybe it
year.
was Sony, and we're like, what are they gonna do with it? So I think we heard that it was Sony that was trying to do this.
Wasn't it Amazon?
I don't think it was
I think it
Amazon.
was someone else last time, and it didn't go through. Or unless they're just trying again. It could be a second proposal. This is new.
Maybe, yeah. I know it came up in the news again this week.
Yeah, maybe they're trying again.
Maybe
if they're
that's what
trying.
it is. I don't know. AT&T currently has it though,
Yeah,
which is weird.
exactly. It's a Sony AT&T deal they're having right
Yeah.
now. AT&T scooped up a lot of shit around that time. Where they got DC and Warner Brothers, all that shit. Like they got a little bit of things.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Taiji says they Sony already owns Aniplex and Funimation.
So maybe they're trying to get Funimation.
So
yeah, Sony's trying to get a lock on
maybe
anime,
maybe that's what it was that we heard last time, that they had Aniplex and Funimation or one of those. Maybe that's what it was, not Crunchyroll.
Maybe.
But yeah, they're gonna get the whole thing now.
Yeah. Suppose the deal is worth 957 million or 100 billion in yen. But yeah, I don't know if I want Sony to have control of all the anime, man. I don't know if that's a good idea. You know, we already see how they kind of aren't always playing ball with everything. I feel like they can hold certain things off for DVD releases, or only put dubs of things out, or only put the, you know? Would it have been better?
Yeah, Sony was in charge of that horrible Kenshin dub.
Yes, sir. Yes, they were. When all they had to do was copy and paste the one they already had, but they chose to do that.
No, that was the original dub, actually.
Oh, that was the first dub?
Yeah, that crappy one was the original dub. And that's the one that Hulu has right now.
So what, that was just on the cutting room floor and they just scrapped it, sweeped it up and said, okay, we're keeping this?
Hulu just grabbed whatever and that was part of it, and that's what they're putting on their service right now.
Oh, shit, because the other company probably didn't want to let go of the modern dub, right?
The one that we're familiar with, yeah, is the one that was not by Sony. And that's when that's when anime was given like a second try. Not anime was given a second try, and they redubbed it,
and
it was
the names
tons
right.
Better. Yeah, names were correct and everything. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's the version you saw like on Toonami and stuff like that.
And it's funny they kept some of the same voice actors too.
Yeah, and they switched people around though. Is mainly what happened.
Oh,
interesting. Oh, that's right. I watched a lot of Dot Hack.
Were watching Dot Hack.
Speaking of voice actors, Sonosuke is freaking Krim.
Krim, yeah, the Red Lightning.
Yeah.
What is he? The Krim, the Red?
The Red something.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was Lightning. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Sonosuke. Yeah. He even carries a similar weapon.
True. Yeah. A long ass sword. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of that too. I forgot about that. I'm probably almost done with it by now.
What do you think of it?
It's more of a drama type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Thing like
it's more
like,
of a drama.
Yeah, like it's just a lot of talking. It's like not really any action. I never realized that. I don't remember it at all from when I first watched it back in the day. But watching it again, I'm enjoying it. It's cool. I got no complaints. Only that it started off slow, but now it's like picking up and shit's going on, and it's just, yeah, reminds me of online gaming. Like, you know, when you're not doing actiony stuff, yeah,
you're just chilling. Right?
You're chilling and talking with people and just, you know, yeah.
Isn't that crazy how ahead of its time this show was?
Kind
of
was, actually.
Because none of that shit was happening yet. Like, we didn't have shared gaming yet. Or if we did, it just started.
Yeah, I think it just started when that show came out.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like it was so accurate in the whole idea of, you know, people spending more time in the online world than they do in the real world. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know, to me, when I first watched that show, that was crazy to me,
mm-hmm.
that concept. But now that's kind of regular for some people.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, it is, actually.
It's pretty interesting.
It is pretty normal now.
Yes, I found that show pretty ahead of its time.
And then also, like, I just did an episode with BT where she kind of left the game for a little bit, and she's like, "Nah, I don't want to leave." You know, she kind of came back to it. I'm like, that's how it is. A lot of people like get upset, mad at some shit, and they leave.
And they say they're never gonna play it.
And
again.
They're never gonna play again.
And then like a few months later, or a couple
not
weeks
even,
later,
yeah, a couple weeks later, they come back like, "Yeah, I'm over it." You know, whatever.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I like that episode. That the BT episode was good. You learned a lot.
Yeah.
All right. What's your news though?
I don't know. What it had to do with anything?
You,
oh yeah, so yeah,
us.
So it's because Sony and Sonosuke, that's right, and Focus. Yeah, anything else on that Sony Crunchyroll thing? No, we don't know.
No,
it hasn't gone through yet.
It hasn't gone through, nothing's confirmed, so we'll just have to see what happens.
All right.
But I don't like it.
I'm not too worried about it. You know, it's not like they only have specifically one character. It's not like, okay, we own the rights to freaking Goku, you know. Now Goku can't be in any other Dragon Ball movie. Like, it's not like that, you know.
No, so. But I don't want them to do any dick things with things.
As long as they have everything together, I guess they could do. I don't know. We'll see what happens. In other news, Simpsons. I'm not sure if this is news or not, or if this was a thing, but it's something I heard recently. I think, well, that's kind of funny. But the Simpsons, there's a slot machine for the Simpsons. Have you seen it before?
No.
I haven't seen it either. Not like I go to Vegas all the time or whatever, but I haven't really seen the slot machine, but I just heard about it the other day. And the guy that was talking about it also mentioned, he's like, it's kind of funny that on this slot machine, there is no, like, images of Marge.
No images of what?
Marge Simpson.
Oh, really?
On it, yeah.
That's weird.
They have and I went to go find a couple of pictures of this, and only shows some of the male characters. That's it. I think it showed like Officer Quimby, and of course Homer, and I think Mo was on there.
That's random.
Abu was on there. I think Barney was on there. That's it. But that's all it is. So it's just a small handful. But this guy specifically pointed out that Marge is not on this slot machine because there's an episode where she has a bit of a gambling addiction.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Maybe they purposely went out of the way to not put her on the machine.
Because if they did, they would have had to make some reference to her on the slot machine.
Yeah.
Like, fucking looking all cracked out and shit. Like,
yeah.
You should see that episode. It's on Disney Plus, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
All the Simpsons is there.
So, yeah, I vaguely remember that episode, but I was like, huh, that's interesting that, you know, maybe I thought about it a little bit. But yeah, something I want to throw out there.
That is pretty interesting.
Not sure if it's really news or not, but
yeah.
It kind of is.
I didn't know it, so it's news. So, Lakeith Stanfield, you know that actor? He's in Atlanta, Sorry to Bother You. No, you never seen him?
No.
Well,
maybe.
He is going to be...
Well, twice.
They're going to be... This is stupid. He's going to be playing the first Black Samurai in Netflix. And this is actually a real character.
What about freaking... Samuel Jackson, Afro Samurai.
No, in real life. There was a real Black Samurai, and he's actually playing him in this animated series. So basically, he's voicing him in this animated series.
Mm.
It's going to come out for Netflix. And yeah, it's about a samurai. I still don't know the story about how he got to Japan, but there was a black guy that, like, you know, they fucking didn't kill him. They kept him around, and then, like, you know, he fucking worked his way up in the ranks in Japan.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, his name's Yasuke, Y-A-S-U-K-E.
Yasuke.
Yeah, you can look him up. He's, like I said, there's a museum exhibit about him now, because people didn't know about him more than decades, hundreds of years, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was real, and he's going to be playing him, voicing him in this animated series for Netflix. I think it's just called Yasuke. Yasuke, whatever it's called.
That's cool.
Yeah. And
he looks like he's Water Tribe, though. Just saying.
He does look like he's Water Tribe. Huh? Everyone's biting Avatar these days, dude. Disney, this.
He's Water Tribe on one side, and then he's Earth Kingdom on the other side.
Damn, it's true. That's pretty cool. But yeah, man, I like that they're actually doing something about some historical thing that was forgotten.
Yeah, that's cool. Weren't we talking about a while ago, or somewhere we're talking about this, where we haven't seen a lot of samurai animes. Like, they don't come out too often because... Japan is just tired of samurais, like similar to how here in America we don't do a lot of cowboy movies or shows too much anymore because that was played out.
It's played out
back
yeah.
in like the 60s and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy to see a new samurai anime coming out. Actually, this is Netflix, right?
Yeah, I was like,
never mind.
Yeah, they may have some Japanese workers on it, but Netflix is pushing it.
Yeah, it's a Netflix. Never mind. It totally throws my theory out the window. Anyways, that's cool though. When's that? Any date for that yet?
Oh, you know, I don't think there was. Let me tell you. Let's see if I don't think there was a date for that. No, there's no official release date given yet.
So this is legit. Dude, what if he runs into Kenshin, you know? Because it's supposed to be a legit story,
damn.
Right? Kenshin's loosely based off somebody, right? At least Saito's real, right?
Yeah.
That'd be cool if he comes across the Senshin Gumi.
That would be so dope if he crosses them. That'd
yeah.
Cool as fuck, yeah. AJ?
Oh, yeah. Me. All right.
Wait,
so,
how much news you got left?
I got a nice little bunch here.
Okay.
So Konami, Konami's weird because Konami was a big thing for a while, and then they kind of like got rid of a lot of their games, or let's say weren't gonna make games a couple of years ago. But now they're out here trying to trademark Bloody Roar.
What?
Yeah, I guess Bloody Roar originally Konami. I can't remember.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen a Bloody Roar game in freaking ever. Like. What it's been like 20 years or something by now, 15 years maybe.
Yeah,
I think the last Bloody Roar game came out maybe early 2000s. That's about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bloody Roar is this fighting game where you're animals, you're humans that can morph into animals. And didn't you get to build up a gauge in order to do it?
Yeah, to transform, yeah.
Yeah, I know Hose was really good at it. He tried to get us into it. I didn't really get that much into it, but it was a cool game.
I don't get into games I suck at usually. So.
Damn, you must not get to any games at all then.
Fuck you. Yeah. What did I say about the ones I beat you in?
Yeah, good. Lucky, that's it.
Yeah, fuck
you. Or you think you're good. But yeah, so they trademarked this name. Why? Why are they doing this? So theories, well, with more trademarks, is that new game coming? Is that what's going on here? New game? New Bloody Roar? Or are they making some type of collection game? Maybe it's something we're going to get pretty soon where all the Bloody Roar games are going to be on one disc that you can purchase. Maybe an HD remix, you know, some, you know, better looking version of one of the previous games. Or are they just trying to save their asses so they don't lose the IP, like, or the name, you know? So it could be any of those. Don't know yet. I guess we'll find out someday. But how do you feel about a new Bloody Roar game coming out, though, if that was a thing?
You know, I feel like it's a really weird choice. Unless they have a really specific vision for it, I feel like it's kind of like grasping at straws, because that wasn't even that popular when we were kids. So I'm like, of all things to bring back, really, Bloody Roar? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the only time I heard about it was when it was brought up in high school and Host brought it out and never, like, playing it.
I mean, I heard about it, like, in middle school before that, but, like, modernly, yeah, high school's the last time I heard about Bloody Roar, like, or someone talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually seeing it being played and everything.
Yeah, it's kind of, I feel like it's just a little bit of a waste, but that's just me.
We'll see. Yeah. I wouldn't mind it coming back just to see if it can, you know, maybe improve on something and have a new fighting game that we can see, like, at Evo or something.
That is cool. Yeah, man, I'd be down. If they make it fun and they make it good, anything can be resurrected as long as you make it right.
Yeah, like, that's all that matters, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Wag said dope game underrated. So, someone's down for it.
Yeah.
All right, what you got?
Okay. Did you know...
No. Wait, maybe.
Cinnamon Toast is making a milk. More specifically,
wow.
Nestle's is making a Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored milk.
That sounds crazy.
I'm so fucking down, bro.
Are you?
I think I mostly eat the cereal to drink the milk at the end. So I'm like, whoa. They're going to be calling it Cinnamilk.
Cinnamilk.
Yep. It's coming out in January. Yeah, man. I don't know. This might be a problem for me. These are going to be $2.50 each, which is not cheap. And that sucks because I'm going to have to buy it.
It almost looks like it's gonna be like a coffee creamer, but I don't see anything about it saying creamer anywhere on here.
So I think there is a creamer, but this is an actual drinkable, like, milk. Or you could take,
I mean, you can drink creamer, you may not be happy doing it, but
touche. apparently this will be accompanied by two other projects, a protein power strawberry milk and a dark chocolate whole milk. These will also be coming out with them. But
damn. I was about to say, oh, damn, they're trying to take over, like, Nestle quick, but it is Nestle.
That's funny. It's more like they're trying to reinvent the wheel, I think. Yeah, but I just thought this was kind of cool.
Yeah, bring that banana, the banana freaking quick.
Yeah.
I got to see that again.
The banana quick was good. That's right. I remember that.
Have you ever done, like, I've never done this. But have you ever made quick and then use that for your cereal before? Has anyone ever done that before? Is that a thing? Can we do that now?
Wait, say it again?
Make quick, like a strawberry one or a chocolate one, and then use it as your milk for your cereal?
Oh, Mondo does that.
Really?
Yeah, Mondo does that. Mondo's the first person I've ever seen in my life do that. He makes chocolate milk and then puts the cereal.
Puts Frosted Flakes in there?
Yeah.
Damn.
Ask him about it. That's his
fucking next
move.
Level shit.
That's why I call him the Idea Man.
All right. I've never heard about it until I thought about it right now, and then there's someone that does it.
Only person
in my own house.
Only person I ever met that does that. And I was like, wow, crazy. It blew my mind when I saw him do it, and I'm like, wow, that's so obvious. I can't believe I never.
Yeah, it took me this long to freaking think about it.
Because now I'm getting on another level. Now I can probably eat those weak ass boring cereals if this is the milk.
Right.
Damn.
Like just cornflakes, right?
Yeah, maybe I'll eat cornflakes. Maybe I'll eat Cheerios now, you know? So, you know, making cereal great again. Anyway, AJ?
Too soon.
Maybe a little too soon. AJ?
All right, so Nintendo is doing this thing with Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're actually shipping out stuff in these cool Amazon boxes. I haven't seen these yet, but it looks pretty freaking crazy. So if you order something off on Amazon, I don't think it specifically needs to be a Nintendo item. You just order anything, and you might get this cool box. You might get it. So don't try to go order some Amazon shit right now, because you may not get it.
I already got some Amazon shit coming in the mail, so hopefully it does have that.
Yo, that'd be dope. I'm not sure why they're doing this, and I don't think it's going to be in anything, like I was just saying. Boxes, are completely at random for whatever online goods you order on Amazon. Yeah, only available in limited qualities. Company states that the initial purchasing Nintendo products via Amazon will not increase your possibility of receiving a Super Mario Brothers branded box. So just because you buy Nintendo items doesn't mean Are you going to be more likely to get this box? It's just random who gets a box. So, yeah. Maybe in a couple of weeks, looking for these boxes on Amazon. Maybe you could buy a box for $100. An empty box. They look pretty cool, though. If they're, like, this detailed in color, like, I'd be down.
I like that they have, like, a modern one, an S, like a Super Mario one, yeah. And then a fucking old school Mario one.
Yeah, like NES.
Yeah, that's pretty
Mario
cool.
Mario Brothers Mario.
Yeah, yeah, I like that it varies. That's pretty
8-bit right there. Like, it's cool. Why was Toad always so fucking huge?
Dude, Toad's bigger than Mario, I remember that always weirded me out in the cartoon, because I watched the cartoon, and, you know, before you don't have any reference, so you're like, you play the game, Toad's just as big, if not bigger than you, and then you watch the cartoon, and he's like a fucking midget to Mario.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What?
It's like, how'd you guys mess that up, or...
And then let's not even talk about Daisy's hair, or, you know, Peach's hair, you know, that shit was confusing, and I was like, who is this? This is a Peach? Anyway,
Yeah, I think they changed her hair over time, and now she's just... blonde now. I don't think she was originally blonde.
I think she was brown hair originally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really confusing considering
NES. Yeah.
It's confusing considering Daisy's a thing now.
Yeah. True.
And then there's also that other princess, right? That's not even Peach or Daisy. The one from Donkey Kong, isn't she like someone else altogether?
Her name starts with a P.
Right. Hey, what's her name? It doesn't matter. But she's different.
It does matter. No, I can't remember her name though.
All right. Well, you know, maybe we'll tell you next episode, not later this episode.
Maybe you can tell us.
Yeah. Email us at FocusPodcast.
Paulina. Thank you, Wag. See?
Paulina.
I knew it was a P.
Is that why they named the star chick Paulina? Maybe?
No, that's Rosalina.
Oh, sorry. That's
a different Lena.
Okay, sorry. And neither of those are inverse.
No, unfortunately.
Oh, damn. She would be a great Smash Brothers character.
Or a princess.
Or make Lena a princess? That'd be hilarious. Okay, other news. AJ, have you heard of Lillian Garcia?
Maybe.
Okay, how about instead, have you heard of the documentary called The Last Dance?
No.
What? Okay, check this out. This is amazing documentary on Netflix. Amazing. Even if you're not into this, which I'm not super into, I think you're going to like it. It's called The Last Dance.
Okay.
And it's about the last year of the Chicago Bulls run with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman. It's on Netflix. It's like 10 episodes, amazing documentary telling you what was really happening.
Oh, okay, yeah. I heard about that. Okay, I have heard about that documentary.
Okay, so you heard about that, right?
Yeah.
So the one who wrote that, or, you know, created that documentary is named Lillian Garcia.
Okay.
And Lillian Garcia has moved on to a new subject for her next documentary.
The First Dance.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, shit.
316 himself.
Damn. Yeah. You know?
So... I think there's. I would really wish that you had seen Last Dance so I could talk to you about it. Because, dude, that documentary is so good. They really go into a lot of details about, like, they started off with telling you about how hyped the Bulls were. Like, they had a fucking three-peat going, like, you know, or whatever. And, like, and then their fucking manager wanted to get rid of them. You know? And then, like, the fan spot. The fans,
they're too hot. Drop them now.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, I don't know why. Like, people still don't get it. They're like, why did he want to break up the team? But, like, the fans and the coaches and everybody fought for them to go one more year together, you know, try to win the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so he let it happen, and, you know, that's when they did that fucking legendary run where, like, Michael Jordan scored all those points and shit, right?
Yeah.
Now, it was really cool how they framed everything. They showed you how, like, they set it up, how this guy didn't want it to happen, and they show you how it did happen, and the problems they were having behind the scenes, and how Scottie Pippen really wasn't down, and, like, it's crazy. So I can't even imagine how they would do that for the wrestling aspect, because... every time I see a documentary about wrestling stuff, it's really fucking interesting. Because, you know, it's fake. But.
Yeah. But. In case you didn't know, spoilers, guys.
Damn, please do not hate me for saying that and start demonizing me. Because that does happen to people. They get demonized for saying wrestling's fake. I'm sorry. It's not 100% real. But people always get really hurt in it.
I always call... that's true. Like, all those injuries aren't real. But I always call wrestling the male soap opera. Soap opera for men.
The men's soap opera. Yeah. So true. Damn, dude. It's like Game of Thrones, but like no stakes. You know? but even despite all the stuff that may or may not be real, like things that are scripted, these guys still get hurt, and it's really serious, and like that does affect their life, and then sometimes their character becomes less popular because they get injured, and that's fucked up too, you know. And yeah, so it's all about, and I can't even imagine the things they'll talk about with Stone Cold.
That's what happened with him, though.
That is what happened. Yeah,
because he had his leg injury, his knee injury, and he was gone for a while, and he kind of dipped, but he came back for a little bit, but then that injury just came back and was worse. Mm-hmm. So like he kind of just kind of fell off for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny how I remember the knee brace became like an iconic thing for Stone Cold.
Yeah,
remember like everyone. Like, I don't know, every game you always saw, you always knew it was Stone Cold because the character had the knee brace, you know? Like, yeah. And, like, he was very distinguishable by the knee brace. So it's funny, like, how
yeah,
it's
that
like
was a thing for a bit, for sure.
Double-edged sword. I remember he'd always do the stunner. He'd always kick you with the leg that has the knee brace. Every time. It's always that one, you know?
Stronger.
It had to go through shit,
that's
you know
a harder
mean?
Kick, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so there's no name for this documentary. Michael Jordan's was called The Last Dance.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this one should be pretty good if it's about him.
Is this called The Last Beer?
That'd be so funny. The last beer. That'd be great.
You know, he does his own podcast, I think.
I think I heard about that.
Because he was also on the Netflix series, the Hot One series, where, like, you know, the guys with all the hot sauces, you know, ask you questions and you just go through different levels of hotness with hot wings. He was on that shit.
Oh, he was on that?
Yeah, he was on that.
That's funny.
Yeah, with the beer and all that, of course, you know?
Yeah.
I think they even both, like, chugged a beer together. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was like, how much beer does he actually get in his mouth? I don't think very much. Just a little bit. All right.
I just want to mention something that Wag said here that was funny. When we're talking about Daisy and Paulina and all that, he said Mario left her ass for peace, for the princess, I guess, for Peach. He followed that money.
Damn.
From Paulina, some chick getting stuck on the top of buildings by some ape.
Now he's saving kingdoms.
Now he's saving a kingdom princess, you know? Was Paulina even a princess?
I don't think she was. No, she was just like a person.
Yeah.
That being said, since Wags has so much words of wisdom for us, why don't we go to his segment and see what
why
he
not?
Has to
say. Let's go and do that.
Oh, shit.
Hey, guys, welcome back to another weekly roundup of the toy news. And have you guys thought up of a better name for this segment? I haven't. So the first piece of news we'll go with was an announcement that was made on Halloween. Ooh, spooky. It was announced by NECA. And it's horror-related. How could it not be? Puppet Master!
Oh, shit.
It's coming back in toy form. NECA has announced their license acquisition and have issued images of the figures that they're going to be releasing. And as you know, I'm a big fan of Puppet Master. I have most of the movies on DVD. Not Blu-ray, because it was way too much money. Just so you know, only 1 through 5 are good, and everything after that is trash.
There's 5?!
Just watch the first one.
There's more than that, apparently, because everything after that is trash.
I didn't know there was more than 2.
Figures,
I thought there was 2.
Are being released in 2 packs, and so far we have 4 figures announced so far. We have Blade, obviously. He's the main puppet of the Puppet Master franchise. He's the face of the Puppet Master franchise. I wonder if you could hear all those claps. We also have Pinhead, Tunnler, and Torch. I'm not sure how they're going to release the 2-packs. I don't know if it's going to be Blade and Torch or Blade and Tunnler or Tunnler and Torch, blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty excited for these. They haven't had Puppet Master action figures in, God, maybe 20 years, 15 years? It's been a long time. So these will be in scale with their other figures, so they'll be about 7 inches tall. And the price is probably going to be $50 for each. I know the NECA figures are usually about 25 individually, but that's just a guess. And looking at these figures, it looks like all the clothing is sculpted. And the actual original figures, they only had 5 joints apiece. And they had fabric clothing. Blade had a trench coat that was fabric. Torch had a fabric. Torch had a fabric jacket. Tunnler was the only one that had a fully sculpted costume. I would have easily switched out Tunnler for Jester. But, you know, if it's popular, I'm sure they'll get a second series. I will buy all 4. Anyways, the original figures were also about 5 inches, so they scaled with 90s X-Men and Spider-Man toys. I'm very excited for these toys. I don't know who else will be. I don't know how many people are going to be. Oh, which, you know, might be better for me because I'll actually be able to find them in store. So here's hoping I can. It's not like the Ninja Turtles where you can't find any of them in stock. The next piece of news is Transformers related. If you guys remember, Takara re-released Volcanicus, the 5 Dinobot combiner, in anime accurate colors with a few new accessories at the price of $188 or more. Well, they're doing it again, and they're re-releasing Abominus. If you missed out on this figure the first time, here's your second chance to get them
so colorful
in more anime accurate color schemes. And of course with a few new extra pieces. This new version, quote unquote, comes with a new chest piece, and I have no idea what else. Maybe new hands and new feet? I don't know. Anyways, it's $188. I already own it, unfortunately. So I can't get this new chest piece. Bummer. If you didn't get it the first time, here's your second chance to get it with some new pieces, if you're willing to pay that god-awful price. Or you could just buy all 5 figures for a lot cheaper online still. You can still get all the pieces at a regular price. Even cheaper, actually. Some of the pieces that are selling were shelf warmers.
Oh, wow.
I actually bought extras of some of them at $10 to build another combiner. I think it was Galvatronus, but yeah, you can build it for a lot cheaper. You don't have to have that chest piece. If you really need a chest piece, you can get like a third-party upgrade kit. Whatever. I rambled too much. Next piece of news. MP50 has been released, and it's in the wild now. Not really the wild, more like online stores. What's MP50?
Well, yes.
Transformers Masterpiece figures, of course. Number 50 is Beast Wars Tigertron.
Ooh, that looks pretty dope.
Look at this guy. Price tag is $220. Ugh. And it is actually a new mold. It's not a retool or repaint of Cheetor, which some people were afraid of. It's a brand new Tigertron figure. And it's in the Masterpiece scale.
Maybe
Masterpiece scale for Transformers is their high-end show accurate line. It's highly detailed, very complicated transformations.
And
the most accurate representation of the character.
It's good.
And they usually range in like the $100, which is gross. I actually was all in the Beast Wars Masterpiece line, and I've been able to get most of them so far, but budget restraints has made me start to go down the way of knockoffs, sadly. I do have the Cheetor figure, the Optimus Primal, and the Dinobot figure, the actual authentic versions.
Optimus
but
Primal.
There's also Megatron and Black Arachnia and Leo Convoy that are out. Megatron is $300. Are you kidding me?
Jesus.
Gross. Black Arachnia, she's the tiniest figure of the entire Beast Wars Masterpiece line. Tell me why she was more than Cheetor. Yeah, I'm going to wait for the third-party version because I'm not made of money. But if you have the money and if you dig Beast Wars and Tigertron's your favorite, by all means, go for it. He is a gorgeous-looking figure. Next piece of news. This was something I kept kind of pushing to the back, and I never had enough time for it in the videos I was doing. I took a picture of this a few weeks ago. No, maybe 2 months ago at this point. So I'm not sure how relevant it is anymore. If you guys are familiar with the NECA Gremlin line, NECA made a new mold for the Gremlin figure, and they've just been reusing it over and over again, just re-releasing it with new accessories and new boxes, but it's the exact same Gremlin figure. And one of the re-releases was a GameStop exclusive called the Gamer Gremlin. Came with like a little arcade stick and I think a Coke or something like that, some hats, 3D glasses. I don't know, it came with its own exclusive accessories, and I pre-ordered it, and even said on the box with a little sticker, said GameStop exclusive. So I got that, and I was really happy to have it. Tell me why Target now has that exact same Gremlin figure, sans the GameStop sticker. I took a picture of it, and I thought it was just some guy that had returned it to Target and got away with it, but then a few weeks later, I saw rows of it in the NECA section at Target.
There's a NECA section.
What happened to GameStop exclusive, huh? Did GameStop have too many on hand and just liquidated it at the Target? If so, why is it the exact same price? Makes me feel dumb being in such a panic trying to get this GameStop version. I don't mind re-releases so much. I guess re-releases are a good thing for people that missed out, but this one kind of made me feel a little angry. So that's all I have time for, guys. Take it away.
How do I take it away? Oh, there we go.
All right, thank you for a great toy roundup segment, Will. That was a good one.
You know what I want to see more of, though, Wags, if you're listening out there, is those statues, those anime statues and stuff like that. Like, I'm not sure because I'm not sure if you own any, but every time I go to a place that sells, like, figures, like I was just at Frankenstein's a couple of weeks ago, and that's all I ever see. Kodo, what does that say? Kodo Bukia? Bukia? Kotobukiya? Is that what you call them? Yeah. The hentai statues? Is that what they are? Are they hentai?
They don't have to be the hentai ones, but he just means anime statues in general.
Yeah. Because people collect those, right? So if we could hear like, oh, this new figure is coming out from this anime, you know, because I would like to get some Yu Yu Hakusho ones someday.
I don't know if they come out with new Yu Yu Hakusho shit. But that's why you want to know.
Yeah. Actually, no, there was some new ones that came out recently.
Really?
Yeah. I saw them at Box Lunch like last year. They look pretty dope. There is, you know, the four the main teams. But yeah, I'd love to see that shit like come out or like not come out. But I'll like to see we'll bring it up if you can. I'm not saying you have to. But, you know, shit like that's pretty awesome. Like, I also want to see... Yeah, you're not a fan. I figured you weren't a fan of it. They're not toys. They're just there. but they're cool figures that are, like, you know, in that same realm in a way, you know? And, like, I like to see the ones that come out, like the video game ones. Like Street Fighters and Tekkens and all that. Because I want a good Tekken one day. Anyways, I'm just saying. Maybe just mention one of the cool ones once in a while, you know? Just mention them. You don't have to go into detail with them. Just be like, oh yeah, this one's coming out pretty soon at this location. Moving forward, you know, that'd be cool. Why not? Anyways, more news?
Okay. So, the creator of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first movie, and the producer want to either make a sequel or reboot the original.
Wait, who wants to do what again?
The creator of the original.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So the first movie.
Steve Barron. And what's the other guy's name? Shit.
The name's not Ah Shit.
No, I don't think so. Steve Barron and someone else who was involved in this Ninja Turtles movie in the first place. The first one, the badass one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to do it again. They either want to make more of it or they want to, you know, redo it again.
Raymond Chow? I don't know.
Not him. I have to find you the name of the other person. But apparently the two of them have been talking to Jim Henson Studio, who's run it's now run by his son, which his name is, what was it, Ben Henson? But yeah, it's
John Henson? I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
It's something.
As I do.
Okay. The other guy, Bobby Herbeck. I guess he's one of the writers. Bobby Herbeck, yeah, him and Steve Barron, they want to do more of it. And they have been talking to the Creature Shop, who, you know, is run by Jim Henson's family or whoever's taking over for him. Brian Henson. And, yeah, they want to do it too. They're interested. They're like, you know, if there's a chance for it, then we're down. You know, we've talked about it. We have a big Instagram group, a big following on Instagram. They want more of the OG Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we would love to get anything we could to remake that or to continue that story, apparently.
Fuck. Technically, that story was continued through the TMNT CGI movie came out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because that movie is supposed to be in that same timeline.
Those same guys, right?
Yeah.
And you could argue that Ninja Turtles 2 is the continuance, but really it's a totally different writer, and they kind of went totally left from what it was doing before.
Oh, so they want to take it more down the serious route?
Yeah, they want to continue with what they were doing, like, basically off of the comic books, basically. Like,
yeah.
And they want it to be...
They got to go in space and shit?
I don't know. But they want it to be live action, they want it to be creature models and outfits and shit like that. They don't want to do CGI, they want to fucking do it.
Mm.
And I think that'd be really badass.
So they'll actually be using their weapons.
Yeah.
As a side chain.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I thought that was really cool. I figured you'd think that's really cool, AJ.
Hell yeah. Like, I'm down for more live action turtles. Like in the puppet. Like, that was cool. This Michael Bay shit, I didn't even bother watching the second one. I want to see it just to see it. See what they did with it. But yeah, the original was great. Even the second one was really good too.
Speaking of which, I feel like a couple weeks ago I heard that someone wanted to continue their version of Turtles. Was it Michael Bay?
You did bring up that they were going to make a new movie again.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. Someone wanted to continue or make some new thing about it. So I found that interesting that the timing of this came out when it did. And I feel like there's always been warring factions with Ninja Turtles. Like, always two or three companies owns it, and they're trying to all get their version.
Yeah.
Like, even with that dope-ass version that we really liked from Nickelodeon, like, mm-hmm. the next company was waiting for their chance. Like, as soon as that shit's over, we're going to fucking submit
No, that's
ours.
Still Nickelodeon.
No, I know it's still Nickelodeon, but I'm talking about the writers, like, the creators.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
As soon as that version's over, we're submitting it. That's the feeling I got, because they had pictures of it before the first one was over. Like, so I'm like, you guys already know what you're going to do with it. Like, clearly people are, like, foaming at the mouth, like, writing Ninja Turtle shit, like, yo, use our version, you know?
So yeah, Nickelodeon owns Ninja Turtles right now, so all properties, anything that comes out Ninja Turtles has had that little Nickelodeon little tag on it. Well, yeah. Everything that's come out ever since they bought it.
I'm talking specifically about the people who are making it.
But yeah, but the actual writers and directors and all that, yeah, that's all different, of course.
Because I wish Eastman and the other guy.
Laird and Eastman?
Yeah, I wish Laird and Eastman would get involved in these things. I know they're separated, but
they split.
I wish they would get together for a project, for a movie project, just specifically this one project, you know, and like help them make it.
Eastman is still heavily involved in the series, and I heard that Peter Laird had came back or was interested again, I think.
No, I think they did a limited thing together, right? Like
maybe.
Something limited? That was last year, right?
Yeah,
we talked about it.
Yeah, Taiji's asking, one of them sold out their ownership. Yeah, Peter Laird sold off his all his rights to Eastman, to Kevin Eastman.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, okay. So Eastman has been like the face of Turtles for a few years now. This is one thing I do follow, surprisingly.
I know, that's why I felt like you want to know about this. Like, the fact that the creator of the previous movie is like down and they're talking to Jim Henson Studios. And,
yeah,
like,
that sounds cool.
I like that idea, dude, but it sounds really cool.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens, because that would be cool to see these guys come back in some form. Like, I want to see that, like, I think I was talking about this recently, too, like, one of the episodes, how, like, I want to see that puppetry come back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, I forgot why we were talking about it. But, yeah, okay, that sounds cool.
AJ?
Soul Calibur. Wait, what's this? I wrote it down. I don't even know what it is. Oh, okay, I remember now. So, Soul Calibur, their Twitter, kind of release this thing here. DLC coming soon. So they're currently working diligently on a next character for the end of season 2 pass. Stay tuned for more announcements in the future. That's all they said in this, right?
I hate to sound like
and they showed like this.
I hate to sound like Tupac, but I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if this is trying to be a hint or something. This image here. Do you see a character in
there?
No.
The only character I might see from this is the Yoshimitsu from Tekken 5.
With all the fucking tentacles?
Yes, that's the only thing I could see. Like, what other than that, I don't see what that could possibly be. Inferno? I mean...
No, Inferno's already in the game.
He's in it.
Yeah, this is the next DLC character.
I don't know, bro. Like, what is that?
I'm not saying this is the actual DLC character. I don't know what this is, but it could be.
It looks like it should be. Like what else would that be besides a character? Like legs, arms? Like,
it's not just some random ink splot. Like, it has a human figure to it, and it looks like someone's wearing a scarf or something like that. It's kind of what I see.
Yeah, I could see that.
Taichi does agree that there's a little character, but he also says, the hell? That doesn't look like a Young Sung or a Wang.
Or a rock.
Unless they they got new outfits for them and all that. So, you know, maybe it is one of these characters, but with a scarf. Maybe it's Strider, right? He has a scarf, right? Is it Strider that I'm thinking of?
Oh, yeah, Strider. They would never put...
Doesn't Rock wear a headdress? True. I think he does.
Oh, maybe he'll switch up his headdress. Oh.
Maybe that's why we can't see a head. Maybe it's not so hairy up there. So
it's
maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
Could be.
One thing we don't see really is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a big-ass
hammer.
Yeah. Unless he's just holding it perfectly where he's like aligned with his body. So we can't.
Oh, shit.
Maybe so can't see an outline.
Maybe he's running with it. You know, so yeah. Can't.
Maybe he's behind him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I just wanted to throw it out there so we can just, you know, talk about it. Weapon is kind of a dead giveaway. True, so maybe they purposely did not put it in there. I was gonna say something else about Soul Calibur. We just had a birthday for Soul Calibur the other day, just yesterday actually, the 3rd. It was Sungmina's birthday, just saying.
Damn, fuck that bitch.
Wow, hate.
Okay, other quick news. So Barbie's pissing people off again. The Barbie Mattel company. Apparently they are doing a Barbie Day of the Dead doll right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like not bad.
It sounds like
like
they could do this.
Yeah. Until someone said the words cultural appropriation.
Mm.
And I was like, oh.
like using the Latino culture to make money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm like, I guess I could see how people wouldn't like that. And apparently there's this huge uproar of this fucking Barbie doll. I just like AJ at first, I was like, oh, that sounds fine.
Yeah.
And then, like, they start talking about it more and how Latinos are angry because, like, there's no Latino staff. They're not giving any money back to the Latino community for this kind of thing. Like, I get it. Okay. Like, maybe this is a mistake. You know, like, looks pretty good, though. I'm not even, you know, I don't like dolls. But it looks pretty good. But I was thinking, you know, that actually might drive the value of this doll up if they fucking pull it because of the shit.
That's a good thing, too, actually. Yeah. Wags, get on that.
Yeah, Wags, get on this Day of the Dead Barbie, bro. Yeah, I believe in you, man. I just thought it was kind of interesting, kind of funny. Like, kind of interesting how your perception often doesn't think things are wrong. And then when you, like, really think about it, I guess that's kind of a problem.
Yeah. And I don't know how to feel about that either. Like, in a way, it's like, oh, cool, representation. But then it's like, but who's it going to? Like, where's that money actually going to? It's like, oh, well, I didn't think about that. But
nah, me either, right?
I guess if you want to, you know, dig deeper into it and find an issue.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, $75.
As Barbies do.
Oh, is that a thing for Barbies now? Yeah, they cost that much.
You worked at KB. They don't cost that much now.
$75.
Dude, those special edition ones and those fancy boxes and shit. Like,
were they 75? No. I don't think they were that
I
much.
Mean, inflation. I'm pretty sure they were close.
Like 50, 60?
Like 50, 60. I feel like they're like the holiday Barbie and all that. Yeah, all those specialty Barbies were more expensive than the normal $12, $15 ones, you know?
Yeah. Yes, Tai Chi, Barbie has done things like this, but they've been pulling away from the cultural things lately because of exactly this reason. But they're like, I guess this time that money was too hard to pass up.
Yeah, Diplomat said they used to be in glass cases back when Toys R Us were around. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that now.
And working at KB Toys, we did have to keep a couple of them in the glass case for a little bit, not all the time. But then again, I'm not sure how often we got those in.
No, but you're right, though. When we had the nice ones, they were in a glass case. Yeah. I do remember that. Wow, that's funny. I forgot about that, dude. Yeah, I guess, you know, you're right, AJ. I take it back. These were always coveted price-wise. Yeah.
So. If Hose was here, he would tell you exactly how they went down, because I know he was a pro.
He was the doll guy, right? Wasn't that his aisle?
Like, yeah, it was his aisle.
For real, it was, huh?
Yeah, it was. He knew all about the brats. I know that.
Yeah, he knew how to keep them in order. Yeah, and like,
he knew how to stack them with the weird-ass boxes and everything.
I remember him getting irritated with me for not doing it right.
I remember that shit too. Yeah. Like the day he was like sick or didn't, you know, not sick.
Somebody like, that's one shelf too many. Come in. He's like, that's one shelf too many. They
He's
only
like, who
three.
The fuck fucked up my aisle? Who stacked them all wrong?
It's because with this hose, it's about the organization. It's not about the doll.
No.
Now it's about the doll, though.
All right. Tai G says that Mary has a Jean Grey Dark Phoenix Barbie doll, $60.
That's not cultural that sounds appropriation. Cool.
Yes, is that money going to Marvel?
Or any of the women that ever played Jean Grey in the movie? Damn. AJ?
All right, another news. OutRun. Heard of that game before?
No.
It's a racing game.
I heard of OutTrigger.
OutRunners. It's a racing game, an arcade racing game and all that.
Okay.
You probably heard about it before. But Arcade 1UP, who is known for making all types of little arcade machines and selling them for crazy prices and all that, is making an OutRun arcade machine now. And it's actually going to be a foot pedal steering wheel arcade machine that you could buy for your house later this year. And you can also make it a sit-down one, apparently, too. Oh, I wonder if it bends downwards so you can stack it, or if you could just lay it down and be a sit-down.
Like
I think, it looks like that's what it was. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
You know, it's funny, actually, this game does look a little familiar. But at first, I was going to say, Cruising USA. But I'm like, no, he just said it's called OutRun. Like, I almost said that.
But like that, though, yes. You are close. So, yeah, so they're making this. It's coming out soon. It's going to have Turbo OutRun, OutRunners, and Power Drift. So these are the games that will be on this one system. Cabinet features a 17-inch LCD screen on it too, a steering wheel, a gas pedal, a brake pedal, and dual speakers. I wonder if all the other ones have dual speakers or not. This is going to be about $500 coming out this holiday season, so I would assume later this month, okay. November, right?
Mm-hmm.
What up, Kay? Such a fun game, he says.
Kay, thanks for joining us. All right, other news. So I guess the voice actor who does the voice for Darth Maul
Not the actual physical actor from episode one, because that's Ray Park, and he's really fucking famous as a martial artist actor.
Oh.
Yeah, he was also Toad from X-Men. He always plays the weird characters that are doing crazy-ass martial arts. It's the same guy every time, almost. Ray Park. But no, not that guy. The voice actor of the current Darth Maul that you've been seeing in the past few movies and animated stuff from Star Wars.
Right.
His name is Sam Witwer, and there's a lot of rumors that he was going to be in The Mandalorian Season 2. There's something from my focus week. I saw The Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 1. Pretty cool shit. But yeah, there was rumors that this fucker was going to be in there. And that he had some kind of a voicing appearance or maybe even an acting appearance as Darth Maul. Because he's, you know, snuck his way into a lot of movies, including Solo, which I didn't see that movie. But apparently at the end credits scene, Darth Maul's there.
Spoilers. Yes.
Sorry. I didn't even see it and I'm spoiling it for you. I'm sorry.
You didn't even see it, yeah.
I didn't even see it.
You think you have the authority to go out here and start spoiling shit?
No, but I did anyway. but yeah, so that is confirmed. And people thought they saw him on set. It's been rumored, like, you know, shit started flashing out before the first episode came out. Oh, look, there he is. He's on set, you know?
Probably just visiting.
Actually, it wasn't him.
Oh, damn.
It was an actor named Josh Moreno. And he is actually just playing a regular guy in the background. He just happens to look a little bit like that actor.
Oh, that's funny.
And that actor... That guy, Josh Moreno, came out and said, when everyone thinks you're someone important and you're a stalking guy in the background. He's like pushing a cart or something in the background of episode one.
That's funny.
And then the guy, the actual voice, Witwer, came out and said, yes, this is not me. This is this guy, Josh Moreno. He's like, I am not in Mandalorian Season 2. So that shuts down any theories anyone had about Darth Maul making a vocal speaking appearance.
That's funny.
You never know. Maybe he'll make like just a walk-in appearance and, you know, you never know.
Yeah,
like,
maybe they're all lying. Maybe he does have some type of speaking part that they just needed him to voice over, you know?
Yeah.
You don't need to be on set for that.
Yeah, but for now, that actor says he's not involved. I guess we'll just have to see how that goes further, but just keep that in mind. Get off his ass, basically, and just watch what you get. Yeah, that's all. That was funny.
That's crazy. That's funny. All right. So I saw this and I actually like more than anything else the song in this game. But there's this new game coming out. Oh, this is an ad. My bad, guys. You want to see all that? Oh, yeah. Actually, I could skip it.
Yeah.
What the fuck did I just do? I did something weird. I don't know what I just did. Anyways, this is rated M for mature.
Oh, what's this?
Onichabara.
Wait, Onichanbara? What the
yeah.
fuck? Onichan's like older brother, older brother. And it's like kind of.
This looks like a beat 'em up type of game. Where you just destroy. It looks like zombies and shit like that. So you got chicks with samurai swords and I guess bikinis destroying shit. Apparently, this was a game that came out a while back that wasn't that popular and they're remaking it now.
Oh, dude, they got famous singers to get involved in it. Is that baby metal?
No, but listen to the music.
Sounds metal.
Yeah, it just reminds me of Kitty.
Oh, you're right.
It reminds me of that a lot. Kitty, huh? Yeah. But then also it has that. I'm more surprised. I like this music more than I like the gameplay.
I mean, yeah, the gameplay looks old school. It actually reminds me of like old school PlayStation or 64 shit. But you're right. The music's pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to find this band. It's a Japanese fucking
heavy metal band. I can probably find out for you.
All right.
Really easily.
Cool. But yeah, I mean, look out for this game. I'm looking out more for the music. Hey, Kayla says it sounds like baby metal. He would listen to baby metal.
That sounds like it does have vibes of them. You know what's funny about this? So Onichan is like, you know, old. It means like older brother. Or whatever. Yeah. But it always has like kind of a sexual connotation, because like they always say, "Oh, Onichan," and people like say like, "Oh, like you know, you already get on going with it, right?" Yeah. And so it's funny that they picked a game where they're specifically like zombie slaying girls in bikinis and stuff. Like it's like kind of like
October 14th.
Oh, it's out already.
No. Oh yeah. What the fuck? This is old then. Okay, anyways. Well, I found that out then.
Well, we should do some review for it. Maybe we'll check it out.
Yeah, actually, where I found this at, someone did a review. I guess what I was reading was a review. They said it was all right. It's worth checking out if you really want to, but it's not that great. It plays like an old game, and there's not a lot of variety when it comes to the characters you're fighting. Yeah, well, more so like the characters. You always see the same zombie or the same thing over and over. But, you know, it has some decent gameplay, though. So that's what I heard about it. I want that fucking song, though.
uh, I got you. All right. Last piece of news for me. There was a trailer released. You know, for some reason, British people like to do trailers for comics and shit. You know, Marvel does that sometimes too. But there was a trailer released for a Doctor Who comic.
Ooh.
And it's pretty interesting. It's going to be focused on David Tennant's character, the 10th Doctor. Obviously, it's drawn, so he's not going to be in the comic.
I mean, technically.
Yeah. Well, technically, I think they got him for this picture, for the cover, because that looks like him. If you don't know who David Tennant is. Or a really good artist. Or a really good artist, but that looks like him, bro. Like,
it's Purple Man.
Exactly. The Purple Man is David. Yeah, that's Doctor Who. This is the Purple Man. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the comic is going to take place with him being lost in one of the other Doctor's timelines, and these things he's always fighting, the Daleks are actually looking for him to help them. And, you know, I'm sure that's going to get him in some shenanigans or some problems. But either way, the comic looks beautifully animated. If you look it up on YouTube, it looks really good. There's two issues out right now. They just came out this week. But yeah, it's called the Doctor Who, the Lord Time Lords Victorious. And if you don't know, those actors on the right and left are the Doctors that played right before him. This guy on the left is from the movies. From the Eighth Doctor, and the guy on the right is Eccleston from the Ninth Doctor, the first modern Doctor Who. And then the bottom right, they have Billy Piper, who's his famous companion that backs him up, and she's drawn there too. So I wonder if they took photo shoots for this, because that looks like them. Pretty crazy. But yeah, so keep an eye out for this comic. We don't know exactly how many issues it is, but the first two are out. Just keep an eye out for it. If you're a Doctor Who fan, you might want it. It's probably going to have some crazy-ass completist connection to all the other Doctor Who shit, like it always does. So.
This is not going to be a one-off, is it? It's going to be like a series?
Well, there's two issues out now. So wow. I think there's probably going to be like three or four more issues, and that'll be it.
Like a short mini-series?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. And BBC's producing it, too. So, keep an eye out for this if you're a fan of the Doc. AJ?
We have Kay on the grounds reporting live. Saying the band that we just heard from that last news is called Broken by the Scream. And I just found them here. Look at their fucking album art, dude.
Damn, their album art is straight up anime. That's
right?
Dope.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Cool.
It is pretty cool. So I already found them. They're on Apple Music at the very least. Anyways, other news. I think this is my last piece of news here.
Perfect.
SNK has teased like one of their next DLC characters for Samurai Showdown, and was it really a teaser? I'm not sure what to call this. It's more of a rumor.
I heard a rumor.
Oh, you got it on there.
But we might be getting Hibiki soon
in Samurai Showdown.
In Samurai Showdown, yeah, that's kind of the rumor that's going around right now.
Dude, if that happens, I'll play that game a lot more seriously.
What did they say? They said that their next fighter is going to be characters headed to its mythical fighter. Okay, no, so it was the publisher.
She's not
revealed.
From Samurai Showdown.
No, she's not. Last Blade, I think, is where she's from.
The Last Blade.
Yeah, and they're saying that that's where they're going towards.
Ooh.
Dude, yeah, that's all they said. Yeah, it's a character from The Last Blade.
You know what? I think this is even more backed up, bro. That would be a very SNK move, because that's what they love to do. They love to eventually marry their franchises into the most popular one.
Mm.
That's why we don't have Mark of the Wolf and why we don't have Fatal Fury anymore.
Damn.
We only have King of Fighters.
Yeah.
And that would make total sense. They don't want to have any more Last Blade.
Mm-hmm.
They would just have Samurai Showdown, and all these characters will slowly migrate into that.
Right.
That's pretty cool. I like that idea.
Never realized that, but that's true.
Yeah, it's kind of their thing now that you make me think about it.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, this seems pretty solid then. We'll see if it happens. But, yeah, so when SNK starts releasing more DLC for their... are they done with this season yet? Because if they're not done with the season yet, then this could be the next character, unless they're going to start a new season.
I haven't heard anything about a new season for it, though.
I'm not sure where they're at, because I know every time they announce a season, you know, they tell you how many characters. I think there's still one character left that they haven't announced yet. So, yeah, could be Hibiki, finally. That'd be dope.
Okay.
If you guys have the Amazon gaming app, Pergam on desktop, you can get the old Sam Show and SNK for free. If you have Twitch Prime, might be old news for you guys. I didn't know this, actually,
didn't
if you have Amazon.
Either.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I kind of didn't know Amazon that had a gaming app.
No, I didn't know either. I do know they had a gaming app because we talked about it, but I didn't know you could do what you're talking about. That's cool as fuck.
That's cool, yeah. Nice. Well, you heard it here first, guys, from Cuckoos.
Should we try The Last Blade? I've never played that game before.
No, I'm good. I have the new Sam show, so I'm good there. I'm going to get my fix like that. I never really touched at all any Sam. Actually, you know, I own Samurai Showdown.
You never played Sam Show back
no,
in the
No, actually, I do have it. I actually own it on PC discs.
Wow.
Yeah, I found it like on sale. I got Fry's like years ago. And I was like, oh, this looks cool. I don't know how much it was. Probably like 10, 15 bucks. But it came with all the Samurai Showdown games for PC. So I have it in like one of these discs over here. I wonder if Last Blade is on there. I don't know. I got to check that out.
Okay. All right. Well,
there's some King of Fighters there too, he says.
That was a cool ass last piece of news. that made me happy. I love Hibiki. Okay. That being said, I'm focused week.
Oh, wow. We're done.
Yeah, that's it. I know you got to hurry too, so perfect time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, this is a good time to go. Yeah.
Yeah. For my focus week, I'm going to finish Blood of Zeus. I'm going to watch the next episode of Mandalorian when it comes out in a couple days.
How's that first season? Or first episode?
Oh, it's great, man.
It was great. Damn it.
I wish I could tell you the things, but I can't because I don't want to spoil it for you. And I think it's setting the tone for the rest of the season, so I'm going to let you be surprised. But the last 10 seconds, you're probably not going to remember who, like, what the reference is, but after you see the last 10 seconds, if you don't remember, ask me.
Okay.
And then you're going to be like, oh, shit, okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
But yeah, that was really good. I want to hear the new Conway album that's from those rappers I told you about, Griselda. Those guys are fucking dope. I got a lot of their stuff there if you want to check it out. And there was a new Nas album this year I haven't heard, so I want to hear that.
Okay.
Outside of that, I think that's going to be... Oh, did Soul Calibur, always.
Did you cover the casting news from Mandalorian?
Yeah, we did, actually. Wait, the lack of casting or the positive casting? No, we talked about the lack of casting. People that are not going to be in it is what we talked about. But,
The positive? What's the positive?
I haven't heard about it. AJ, what's your focus week for now?
The usual Soul Calibur. Go pick up my snails from the Splatfest and Splatoon.
True.
Another thing I did is I did the Halloween event for Animal Crossing. I forgot that I did that. It was quick. It was pretty funny though. Like what you do is you were supposed to be collecting candy this whole time throughout October, and then when it comes to trick or treating night, you're supposed to as you see your villagers, they may come up to you and you talk to them. They'll yell trick or treat, and if you have a treat, you give them a candy. If you don't have a treat to give them, then you get tricked and they do something to you. I never did anything to me, so I don't know what would have happened. But you get items like that too, and then your villagers will do it twice to you sometimes or more. So it was pretty cool. I did all that real quick, got rid of all my candy, and then I was done. AJ taking off. Yeah, I am taking off right now, but I'll be back in like 30 minutes or so. Apparently I might play Among Us at 8, so that's going to be a thing right now too.
I don't know what casting you're talking about, Tai Chi, but I guess you're not going to tell us.
Next time.
Yeah. All right, I'm focused, guys.
Wait, what are you doing? Did you already say what you're doing?
I said my
focus. Oh, okay. And I'll try to get to my comics.
Oh, shit, me too. Yeah, I have a lot. I didn't crack any comics, I promised you right last time.
Oh, damn.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
collision28.com/discord.
It's over! Don't forget to subscribe!